It was Queen Mary who introduced the craze of knotting to England in 1688. She had learned this type of needlework in the lowlands, where the interest in such a craft had risen from the importation of Chinese embroidery using knotted threads. Knotting used a shuttle to create closely knotted threads which could be couched down to form elaborate patterns on furnishing fabrics. Because of the shuttle, knotting could become rather automatic and as a result could be done in poor light. Queen Mary even managed to continue her knotting when travelling in a coach. She had a distinct horror of idleness, so picked up her knotting the moment her eyes tired from too much reading. The craft was clearly rather addictive, because songs and poems came out describing how difficult it was to court a lady who was taken up with her hobby of knotting. The editor of the Gentleman's Journal of 1694 was to comment that the craze possessed the better part of the finer half of humankind and left them as unconcerned for the sights and vows of lovers as was possible. The fashion continued into the next century, where it was done in the theatre, at the tea table, and occasionally even in chapel. In 1695, Purcell published his Thesaura Musica, which includes the Knotting Song, in which an ardent lover tries to woo a fair Phyllis, but she is so preoccupied with her handiwork that she totally ignores him. Each verse ends with the words, "Phyllis, without a frown or a smile, sat and knotted, and knotted, and knotted, and knotted all the while." Purcell obviously enjoyed setting the poem with its repeated last line, which so perfectly describes the repetitive motion of the shuttle. The Knotting Song is sung here by Susan Gritchen, accompanied by the King's Consort.
"Here's not my Phyllis hung above, a fair old maid salute. They tell the passion in the wood, must I alone be mute? Phyllis without a frown or smile, sat and knotted and knotted.
Was Purcell's Knotting Song. Susan Gritchen was accompanied by the King's Consort. To hear this bonbon again, go to the FMR website and click on Anna's Baroque Bonbons.
FMR 101.3.